So Rashi says it means, the Gemara will explain what it means. Right? What it means is a sparsely covered schach. Sparse. Not such good schach. I think that's the best way to translate it. How do they translate it in the article?
Whose shade exceeds it. It just says, it doesn't actually, the Gemara says what you just said.
Okay.
The Gemara will define the word.
Or, Vishatzilta Meruba Mechamasa. Or, it has more shade than sun. Either case, well, it's a machlokas if that's one case or two cases. Either way, ksheira is kosher. Hamu'uve, kimin bias, if the schach is very thick, like a house, afal pi she'ein ha-kochavim nirin mitocha, even though the kochavim can't be seen inside it, you can't see any stars, ksheira, it's still kosher. Okay? Now, what if it's so thick that the rain can't come in? People do that. You have a very, very, very thick schach, rain will not come in. Unless it's a mobble, pouring rain. Really, rain won't come in. So, Rabbeinu Tam says it's not a good sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not a good sukkah. Rain has to come in. Interesting, right? The Rosh says, no, there's no halacha like that. Doesn't say anywhere that the rain can't come in. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir, and the rain should be able to come in. And if the rain doesn't come in, if you can't make the schach more sparse to let some rain in, b'di'evit, it's fine. It's good sukkah to sit in it, but l'chachil, you should not sit in such a sukkah. Okay. My midduv leles. What does that mean, midduv leles? Amar Rav, Rav said, sukkah aniyah, a poor sukkah. What is a poor sukkah? Says Rashi, sheyesh b'schacha kanim ma'at. You don't have enough schach, a little schach. V'yesh ba avir harbe, you have a lot of airspace, ela she'ein bo shlosha biyachad. But it's not three in one spot. If three tvachim in one spot, it's puzzle. You don't have that. You never have three tvachim of space, of air. That you don't have. But it's sparsely covered. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, kana ole v'kana yored. One going up and one going down. What does that mean? So Rashi says, shelo hishva haschach lahashkiv hakonim ze etzel ze. They're not lying flat on the sukkah. In other words, you have two levels of schach. Ela echad lemaila ve'echad lemata. You have an upper level of schach and a lower level of schach. Umitoch kach, and because of this, chamasa rimuba metzalasa. You have more sun than shade. Right? V'ashmi'inan masnisan, and the Mishnah's coming to tell us, the amrinan, that we say, kol she'ilu hayam mesuchin b'shava, if you would merge the two levels of schach together, if you would merge the two levels together, and you have more shade than sun, it's fine.
And if you don't.
What?
And if you don't merge them together,
then you have a problem. Or if you, no. We're going to pretend we're going to merge them together. That's what Rashi's saying. If the point is if you merge them together, you have more shade than sun, then it's fine even though it's sparse. This is not what Rav said at all. Shmuel comes up with such a fancy thing. Right? According to Rashi. We're going to do two tosses in a second. According to Rashi, the very, 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 very unique pshat. It's two levels of schach, and it could be each one sparse, but combined, they're going to be good. Right? I just read you the Rashi.
Well, I'm not understanding it. If the Mishnah had merely said that if the schach has more shade than not, it's valid, what else are we learning from the...
Excellent question. Not only that, we learned this already. Where did we learn it?
First Mishnah
said this. Like, I'm always going to ask that question.
Okay.
So before we get to that, so here we say, maybe that's where Shmuel comes up with a funny case. What's going on here exactly? So look at the top Tosfos. Kana ola v'kana yored. Shelo hish ve'es haschach. I'm reading Rashi, quotes Rashi. Lo hish ve'es haschach v'hashki v'sakonim ze'etzel ze. You didn't line up the schach one next to the other. Ela echad l'mayla v'echad l'mata. There are two different levels. Now, how far apart are they? That we'll talk about. We'll talk about that soon. Umitoch kach, and because of this, chamasa meruba metzilasa, right? Now, because of this, you have more sun than shade, right? Rashi didn't say that, but Tosfos is assuming Rashi meant that. Vashmi'inon, masnisan, damrian, rowan. We pretend. Kol she'ilu haya moshchavin b'shava. If they would combine them together, haisa tzilulsa merubim mechamasa, then there'd be more shade than sun, k'sheira. Then it'll be good. Kach pirish b'kuntris. That's what Rashi said. Right? Really, there's more shade than sun. I'm sorry. Really, there's more sun than shade. More sun than shade. However, if you combine the two and make them into one, then it'd be more shade than sun. So it's good. Says Tosfos, one second. Mashma l'pirusho, d'kishyesh ben zeh l'zeh shlosha, if you have in between each one three tvachim of airspace, psula la'abaya. It would be possible according to Abaya, which we're going to talk about in a minute, Abaya. Hainu miktam chamatza emru mechalatza. Because there's more sun than shade. Very simple. V'lo yitachin. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? D'kivon d'ikayim achama b'rosh kol adam. Because what would happen if the sun's directly above the sukkah? At 12 o'clock. At noontime, it's directly above. Haisa tzilsa meruba. There'd be more shade than sun.
We're going back to that same thing again.
More shade than sun. Ain lifsel b'shvil chama haba min atzad. So then what? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then it's puzzle. But at 12 o'clock, it's good? Why is it good at 12 o'clock? Because it's coming down straight. So if it's coming down straight, even though you're on two levels, and even though there's spaces, you're going to have more shade than sun. So it's going to be good. But at 4 o'clock, it's going to be no good. At 11 o'clock in the morning, at 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, it's no good. That can't be right. You can't have a circle like that. Right? Ba'al-kason. Al-kason means on a diagonal. Va'asa osa chamosa meruba? That there's more sun than shade? That can't be right. Elahainu taima. Mishun dolo shashiv schach letzdarev ki agavna. Kishyesh peintel zeshlosha. The answer is, there must be a distinction whether there's more space than three tvachim or less space than three tvachim. Ki leka shlosha ki lavadami vakol echad. If it's less than three tvachim, either away from each other, or away from each other this way, or away from each other vertically, in other words, how far apart are these two levels of schach? If they're less than three tvachim, Tosfa says, you don't have to come on, love it. I don't need shmuel for that. Let's say a guy makes a schach, and there's a little bit, half an inch, one inch, two levels, an inch apart. That's not considered two levels. If it's more than three tvachim, of course it's a problem. Forget the sun. Forget where the sun's located. Nothing to do with that. So what did Tosfos say here? What did he say?
Same thing he said in a bunch of...
In the first page.
Correct.
Where we talked about Tammuz, right? We said if it's Tammuz and Tishrei, right? Same exact thing. Okay. Now, Rav Tani Chada, back in the Gemara, Rav Tani Chada, Shmuel Tani Tarti. Rav taught one halacha, and Shmuel taught two halachas. Rav Tani Chada, Sukkah midubleles, a sukkah midubleles, my midubleles, what does that mean? Midubleles, what is that? Midubleles, it means it's sparse, shetzilza, meruba, mechamasa, kishera. But there's still more shade than sun. It's once the mishnah is in one halacha. Even though it's sparse, as long as there's more shade than sun, it's good. Ushmul tani tarti, Shmuel's teaching two halachas, my midubleles, what's midubleles? Mibulbeles. Mibulbeles means it's mixed up. Some here, two different levels. It's mixed up. But, as long as you have more, if you pretend it to be one level, it'd be good. Or, v'tarti katani, and there's two halachas here. Number one, sukkah mibulbeles ksheira. A sukkah that's mixed up is kosher. And number two, v'siltza berube chamasa ksheira. And if there's more shade than sun, it's also kosher. Two separate halachas. The Gemara is going to ask later, the second halacha, we'll learn about it in Daf Beis, if they have more shade than sun. Amar Abaya, Abaya says as follows, Lo shanu elo she'ein bein ze lo ze shlosha tvachim. There's no difference. Lo shanu, it's only true, elo she'ein bein ze lo ze shlosha tvachim. This is only true if the spacing in between each one is less than three tvachim. But if there's more than three space in between, it's puzzle. In between what? In between each plank? No. In between the bottom level and the top level. Has to be three tvach gap. Amar Rava. Rava says, no, I disagree. Afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shlosha tvachim. Even if there's even if there's more than a three tefach gap, afilu yesh bein zel zeh shlosh tefachim, even if there's more than a three tefach gap, nami lo amaron, we also didn't say this halacha, right? Afilu sheyesh bein zeh lozeh shlosh tvachim, even if there's three tvachim in between, nami lo amarin, when is the sukkah puzzle? Ela she'ein begago tefach. If each upper board is less than a tefach wide, then they can't be three tvachim apart. Because we'll say love it and we'll connect them all. Avol yesh bein gago tefach, but if each board on the upper level, gago means the roof, the upper level, is a tefach wide, amrinan chavot rami. We will say a new thing, we never had this principle yet, called chavot rami. Chavot rami will bridge a gap even bigger than three tvachim. It'll bridge the gap of the two roofs, you have two roofs basically. It'll make them into one roof. Abaye said they have to be three tvachim apart from each other. Or if it says, no, they can be further than three tvachim apart. It doesn't make a difference. They can be more than three tvachim apart from each other, as long as the upper level, each plank is at least a tefach wide. Which a bamboo is not a tefach wide. But a plank is. So if it's a tefach wide, we'll say chavod rami. Chavod rami means, I'm not sure what it means in English. Chavod rami, it's a halacha, Moshe Messina, what does it mean? Does it have words? Does it mean anything?
Lower and cast.
Lowering the?
Lower and cast.
Lower and cast. Meaning you make them into, you merge them into one. You merge the lower into the upper into the lower, or the lower into the upper, either way, and then you have one roof. Amar Rava, Menoa Minala. How do I know that? Dechi Isle by Tefach Amrinan Chavot Rami. That if I have a Tefach, each plank is at least a Tefach wide, I say this thing called Chavot Rami. Vichi Lesle, and if there's no Tefach, Lo Amrinan Chavot Rami. We don't say Chavot Rami. How do you know? Ditnan. There's a Mishnah in Ahalos that says the following. Hard Mishnah. We know that if a mace is in the same room as you or anything, everything in the room becomes tameh. What does it mean, the same room? You're under the same roof, the same ohel. What if you're in a sukkah-like room, and there are planks, and there are alternating plank, space, plank, space, plank, space. Then you have a second level, and you're looking at plank, airspace, plank, airspace, plank, airspace. And the second level is lined up perfectly with the bottom level. So you have a lot of airspace in there. So combining the two roofs won't help you at all. Because even if you combine the two roofs, there's still a plank, airspace. Now each plank is double. It's two of them. But it doesn't change anything. It would change something if it was alternating. You have a plank, then up above there's airspace. But there's a plank up above, and down below is airspace. If it was alternating like that, and I did chavod rami, then I have a roof. But if they're on top of each other, the Mishnah calls that michuvanos, they're right on top of each other. So here we go. Ditnan. Koros habayis. You have a first floor roof, va'aliyah, and then the second floor roof. She'en aleihem aziva. And there's no what?
Tar.
No cement. So they're not firmly in place. Right? Vehein michuvanos. And they're exactly lined up. So the second level of the plank is flush with the first level every way, right? Tuma tachas achas mehen. If there's tuma underneath one of the planks, tachteha tamei. Then anything underneath that is tamei, under the first roof. Why? What? Yeah, we're talking about tumas ohel. But if you have two floors. And there's tuma on the bottom floor. Now, you're on the second floor. You're standing on one of those planks. Are you tummy? No, you're not. Why not? So Rashi says in the third wide line, where it says tachte tummy, al pnei kol urcha. Anybody on that bottom floor is tummy. They don't have a picture of it in the article. So they have a picture of it like this. You have a plank, airspace, a plank, airspace, a plank, airspace, a plank. Then above, it's the exact same setup. It's all lined up. All lined up. So, if it's tuma on the bottom, al pnei kol orcha, on the face of the whole bottom floor, you're tamei. Ayin is airspace. So why are you tamei? The yesh beroch v'tefach, because each plank is a tefach wide, at least. Kidim mefarish lekamon. Umei v'yesa tuma. That's enough to bring tuma to the entire ground floor. V'chol shar habayis matu umala tahar. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Right? I'm sorry, I said it wrong. You're only tummy under that plank. Anything under that plank is tummy. Why? Because the plank is at least tefach wide, so the tumah, you're under the same plank as this tumah. The tumah hits the plank, bounces back, you're tummy. You're under the same, oh, well, what about someone standing over there 5 feet away, and there's already airspace and more planks, he's tar. Why? It's airspace. Now we're not under the same ohel. But what about on the second floor? That's for sure tar. The af kineged osa hakora mulmaila. Even if we're on the second floor, on top of the same plank, on top, you're right directly above me, you're still tar. The hainu beinah bein lamaila. Vein tuma elatach tehel levad. Doesn't make a difference. Why? The tuma doesn't go to the second floor. Why not? How can it? There's airspace. How can tuma go to the second floor anyway?
The airspace should allow tuma to go to the second floor.
No, you're under the plank. You're under the plank. You're under one. There's one plank, and who's under there? Me and the tuma. I'm tuma. Right there. If you're standing there, you're under airspace. Then go stand there, and then there's another plank, another airspace, another plank, another airspace. You're only tuma if you're under the same plank as the tuma. What about the second floor? No tuma there whatsoever.
So who needs a case of alternating?
What? No, if it's not alternating, then the whole...
I'm in a room. The room has no ceiling, except for one tefach, one board.
What do you mean? What do you mean the room has no ceiling? There's no ceiling at all?
No ceiling at all.
Just one board?
One board.
So it might not be an ohel at all.
Why not?
I don't know. So, I don't know. That could be... And even if what you're saying is true, so... It could be a mystery, maybe...
So, what do you need to come to spaces in the board? Just say if you have one plank underneath... As long as it's a certain size and you're underneath it, you don't need any roof.
Right. Say again?
Maybe in that case, but nobody has a house like that. Houses have roofs.
If you have one board on a ceiling, just one board, and you're underneath it...
Maybe you are. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Now. Second case. Bein hatachtona lelyona. If the tumah is on the second floor, same exact thing. Beinei hen tamei. What does that mean? Beinei hen tamei. If you're on the second thing, from the second floor, and you're underneath the plank with the tumah, you're tamei too. Nothing else is tamei. Al gabei elyona, if you're on the roof, kinegda adrakia, tamei. What's this mean? Agabe Elyona, Kinegda Adlerakia Tamei. What does that mean? Agabe Elyona, Kinegda Adlerakia Tamei. Oh, I'm sorry. If you're on top of the beams, you're going up to the sky, then the tumah goes up to the sky. Okay, fine. Tumah tachtehen. If there's tumah underneath them. 1 minute. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Helionos kibena tachtonos. Right? Hayoyonos kibein hatachtonos. If the upper level is in between the lower level, meaning there's no if you're in a bird's eye view and you look down, you can't see the floor because there's a plank on the lower level, plank airspace, but on top there's the plank. Then on the top there's another airspace, but on the bottom there's a plank. So it's always alternating, so therefore it's staggered, and therefore it's all filled in. Then, tumah tachtehen, tachas kulan tamei. There's tumah underneath one, the whole bottom floor is tamei. Says Rashi, it's in the Rashi of tumah tachas achas and kulan tamei. Damrinan, Techol Hal Yonus, Chavat Rami. It's considered one roof. V'hishlicham bein tachtonos, v'avikol habayis mikor v'ol echad. The whole house is roofed, it's like one roof. And this tumah anywhere, it's tumah, as long as the tumah is on the bottom. K'damuki bebraisa, sheyirochev al yonos kishir avir shebein tachtonos. There's no space at all. If you're in the bottom floor, you look up, all you see is roof. It's staggered, but all you see is roof. Then the entire room is tumah. Why? I'm standing here, and there's airspace right next to me. Yeah, but above, there's no airspace. But above, there's a plank. So we merge the two roofs. You have one beautiful roof. Any tumma on the bottom floor, your tummy. Everyone got this? Not so hard. Al-gabein kinegdin ad-lirikia tummy. On top, then it goes up to the shemayim. Fine. Fatani Allah, and we said all this is true. Prevent the Amorim. When is this true? Bizman sheish behen tefach ubeneim poseach tefach. You have to be each one, each plank is a tefach thick, and the spacing is between each one is a tefach. Okay. So Rashi says a very key Rashi. It's like a few lines. It's a very long Rashi. Fatani Allah. We're going to do halfway through the Rashi. Kishehen mechuvanos. Rashi is going to explain when they're lined up right on top of the other. If they're lined up and there's tumma under one plank, there's no other tumma at all to talk about. Since it's a tefach thick, maybe it's a tumma v'chotei tumnei atumma. The tefach plank makes you tumma in the same. You're under the same plank, and the plank's a tefach wide, and you're under the same plank with tumma. Your tummy. Why? Because it makes an ohel. It's also chotzeitz. So the tumah can't go to the second level. Hilkach, tachteha tamei, under it your tamei, v'agabah tamar. But if you're on top of it, you're tar. Why? Because the tumah doesn't go to the second floor. Tumah al gaga, if there's tumah on the roof, tachteha tar, right? Then underneath it, you're tar. Afilu kineged tumah. Even if you're right underneath it, I'm right directly above the tumah. I'm directly above it. However, I'm on the second floor, and the tumah's on the first floor. The plank is a chotzeitz. Kishein mechuvanos, and when they're not lined up exactly, rather they're staggered. Kibun deyesh b'neiim poseach tefach, since there's a tefach of space in between them. V'hel yonos rechavon kishir avir, and the upper ones are wide the tefach. Shebein atachtonos. Kidiktoni, Helionos, Kibena Tachtonos, Shane Kinegada Avri Vishuran, Tuma Tachas Achasmian, Tachas Kulon, Tame. If there's Tuma under anything, the whole room is Tame, the whole house is Tame. Why? Damrinan Chavat Rami. Because we say this principle of Chavat Rami. Aval Ein Bineim Poseach Tefach, but if there's less than a Tefach, Nimtza She'ein Baruch of Helionos Tefach, Tuma Tachas Achasmian, and Tachas Tartav, Sulo, Dolomrin, and Chavat Rami. You have to have a Tefach in order to say Chavat Rami. That this whole complicated tumah thing was just to get to that one nekuda. That in order to have chavat rami, the plank has to be at least a tefach big.
What's the cost of rami?
Chavat rami. Bring down and cast. Means you merge the two roofs.
Yeah. So, if you have a second floor,
yeah,
and there's a gap in between on the first, on, in the between the first and the second floor. So we said that if you're underneath the board, tummy.
Right.
What if you're on the second floor and the mace is in the gap?
So I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you are talking on the second. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Depends if you have a tefach on top of the mace.
Right.
Yeah, you have more than tefach. Yeah, it goes straight
to the second floor. It goes up to heaven. Then it goes, continues going
to the second floor.
To the period.
Right. No, not
that
the house has a roof.
Now, Aval Ein Bein Ein Tefach. If there's no tefach of space, if they're not each one a tefach, tuma tachas achas mehen tachtea tamei, but then we don't say chavad rami, and therefore, tuma's on the one of them tamei, beinei v'agabein tar, but if it's next to it or on top of it, it'll be tar. Why? Because you can't merge the two roofs. Alma, what do you see? Ki yis bei tefach amirin chavad rami, v'chiletz bei tefach lo amirin chavad rami. Shvamina. See from here? In order to say this principle of chavad rami, there has to be a tefach wide. A bamboo is not a tefach wide. So a bamboo pole You can't say this. You have two levels of roof. Well, I don't know why you would do that, but let's say you have it. Then you can't combine the two roofs. You have to have at least a tefach of each board, each plank, each roof has to be a tefach wide. We've proved that. Now, Yosef Rav Kahana was sitting. V'kamala ha-shmaitza. He said all this over. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. V'chalhecha de'les be tefach. Lo amrin an chavet rami. And whenever there's no tefach, we don't say chavet rami. V'atanya, but we learned the following. Now we're going to have another case where we have roofs, and that's a case in Erevin. So the Ritva says that even though we just had a whole proof from a Mishnah in Ahalos about Chavat Rami, it could very well be, says the Ritva, that don't bring me riots from Tumah. Tumah is its own world. Can't bring a riot from Tumah. So we're going to try to find another place if we say Chavat Rami. And where's that place? Erevin. If we say it by Erevin, we would say it by Sukkah. Just because we said it by Tumah, that doesn't mean we should say it by Sukkah. But if we say it by Erevin, then it would make sense to say it by Sukkah. Because it's not about Tumah. Because Tumah has all different rules. Tumah is its own world. So don't bring me a riot from Tumah. So we're trying to find another riot. But then you could say, well, Erevin's the Rabbanon. So that's why we allow it. Tumah's and Sukkah's the riot, so we shouldn't allow
it. We started off making comparisons between Erevin and Rabbanon.
Correct. Correct.
Just let it go.
Correct. V'atanya. We learned as follows. We know that if you have a mavui, and you want to make the mavui, which is a minat Torah, it's a minat of Rishus Rabbim, it's a Rishus Yachid, and you want to be able to carry in there, so you have to do a few things. One of the things you do is a cross beam. You put a cross beam across the top, right? What if the cross beam is too short? It's too short. It doesn't reach from one end of the mavui to the other end. Or you don't have one beam, you have two beams, and you're going to put them one at each end, they're going to meet in the middle. But they don't meet. So what do? So, it comes out of one wall, doesn't reach the other wall. Or shtei koros, you have two beams. You have one coming out of one wall, one coming out of the other wall. They don't meet in the middle.
Didn't we have this already?
We had it.
We put it by the end, and we have longer to close the wall.
So we're gonna. There's no reason to bring these cases in. There's no reason. We did these already. They're only brought in to introduce the case that's new. Okay. This is, A, it's not new. We had like this in the past week. And B, it doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. What's the answer going to be? We all did this already. Pachos mishlosha, answer chalavi kara acheret. If it's less than three tvachim, either the gap between the two is less than three tvachim, or between the pole and the wall is less than three tvachim, ain tzara chalavi, ain otzara chalavi kara acheret. You don't have to bring another one, because they love it. Shlosha, but if it's more than three tvachim apart, tarach lahavi karacheres. You have to bring another beam. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, pachas mi arba ain't tarach lahavi karacheres. Arba tarach lahavi karacheres. Somehow Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel comes up with a new halacha. He holds that lavad is four tvachim, not three. Okay, fine. We didn't need that at all. That's all new stuff. V'chein, here we go. Shtei koros hamas imios. Each korah, you have two korahs next to each other. Why do I have two korahs next to each other? Let's start with one. Because the korah is not big enough by itself to be a korah. It's too skinny. You can't have a paper-thin piece of wood going across. It's too skinny. You have to have some strength to it. So I put the second one. So the two of them combined. What's the shear? What's the shear? Lo kizuka de lakabal ariach. One itself can't hold a brick. V'lo kizu l'kabel ariach, and the other one itself can't hold a brick. However, in mekabilos ariach l'rach v'tevach ein tzarech lavi kar acheres. If the two of them, if each pole is a chatzi tefach, so when I put them next to each other, I have a tefach, and I can rest a brick on top of the two poles, I'm good to go. Okay, I'm good to go. V'yim lav, but if I'm not good to go, tzarech lavi kar acheres. I have to bring a third one. Right? I have to bring another beam. So Rashi says on top, Ditnan, Be'ervin, Hakorah, She'omru, Rechava, Kedei L'kabel Ariach. How wide does the pole have to be for a Korah? The answer is to hold a brick. What kind of brick? V'Ariach, Chatzi, Levena, She'osho, She'tvachim, Daya, L'kora, She'ti, Rechava, Tefach. Meaning the only has to be a Tefach wide, Kedei L'kabel Ariach, L'Rechovo. So it can hold a brick lengthwise. Lengthwise? Lengthwise. Yeah. a brick is longer than it is, a brick is longer than it is wide. It's only wide a tefach. It's longer than a tefach. So it has to be able to, width wise, to hold a tefach. That's all you need. Fine. Rashi ben Gamliel, no, no, different halacha. Right, a brick is one tefach wide, but it's three tefachim long. So you have to place it down this way, so that it's three tefachim will fit on the two posts. How do you do that? Well, one of two ways. Either each pole is 1.5 tefachim. 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3. You see what I'm saying? Instead of putting it on like this, resting like this, you rest it like this. How do you do that? Either each pole is 1.5, or you can separate them so that when you put it on, there are three tefachim away from each other. And when I put it on, it fits perfectly. Either way, I can do that. If it'll hold the brick like that, then I'm good. If it's not good, we didn't need that either. That was all an introduction. Now we're getting to what we need. What if I have a pole, one pole up here, and one pole down here? They're not near each other. Right? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda Omer. Rowan, hel yona ki'ilu hi lamata, v'tasachtona ki'ilu hi lamayla. I merge them. I make them next to each other. Ubulvad, as long as, shlote hel yona lamayla me'asar mama, the upper one can't be more than 20 amas tall, too tall, v'tachtona lamata me'asara, and the bottom one can't be less than 10 tvachim off the ground.
Is this called a grommet?
We're going to get to there. We're getting there. We're getting there. That's what we're getting to. All that was just an introduction to get the Chavad Rami. Now, Hazev Zeb Besoch Esrim, if each one, if both of them are in between 20, and they're both over the 10 Tvachim, right? Hazev Zeb Besoch Esrim, Amrinon Chavad Rami, we will merge them, Af Al Gaf, the less Bei Tefach. Even though, right? Even though each one doesn't have a Tefach. Why? Because if each one had a tefach, I don't need chavad rami. They're good by themselves. So obviously they're less than a tefach. So I have to come onto the Gemara before. Either I have to merge them next to each other like this, or they could be a little far apart, so I'll put it this way, whatever. The point is it can't be a tefach alone. Because it's a tefach alone, I don't need this. So they have to be less than a tefach. And what do you see? Rabbi Yossi said, we say chavad rami. You just said, Chavad Rami is only by a tefach, by less than a tefach, by a tefach at least. Not true. Here's less than a tefach. I'm saying Chavad Rami. Amalei, Taretz ve'emahachi. Here's the answer. Ubilvad, shalot tehei el yono lamayla me'esrim. So first of all, the beam can't be above 20 amos. Ela, pesoch esrim. Has to be within 20 amos. Because the korah can't be more than 20 amos tall. Also, fatachtona smuchala, pachos mishlosha. Right? Also, it's less than three tefachim away, the bottom one. So it has nothing to do with Chavad Rami anymore. It has to do with Lavud. Inami or, bilvad, shalot hei atachtona lamata me'asara. The bottom one's not going to be less than 10 tefachim off the ground. El lamata me'asara. It's above 10 tefachim off the ground. Vel yona smuchla pachos mishlosha. But the upper one is within three tefachim away. In other words, it's not Chavad Rami at all. It's only Lavud. It has nothing to do with Chavad Rami whatsoever. All we're saying is, they have to be three tefachim away from each other. If they're three tefachim away from each other, we'll say Lavud. That's all. I will shlosha, but if they're three tefachim away, kivud les beit tefach, each one's less than a tefach, lo amrin and Chavad Rami. We'll never say Chavad Rami.
Holding a brick between the two when they're not at the same level. That's not going to apply.
No, it's not going to apply. So we're going to have to come out to some kind of lovehood, imaginary, and as if they're next to each other.
In terms of width as well.
Exactly.
One second. We're talking about where the covers are staggered.
Yes. So if they're less, if they're within three tvachim, it's lovehood. It's good enough. If they're more than three tvachim, then we have to come out to Chavad Rami. So for that to be true, that each one has to be a tefach wide.
So what we're saying here is that Lovin works on a diagonal.
Correct. That's right. That's right. Exactly. Then when the Mishnah said, right, then the Mishnah said, Vishitzilf the Mubi Chamasak Shera. Right? If there's more shade than sun, it's good. Haki Hadadi Psula, which implies, what if it's 50-50? You took some atomic measuring device, and it's 50-50, shade and sun. Sounds like it's possible. Right? Vatran be'idach pirkin, but in the first Mishnah, we said the opposite. It said over there, v'shechamasa meruv mitzulasa, if it's more sun than shade, psula. Haki hadadi kshera, which implies that if it's 50-50, it's kosher. It's opposite implications. Lokasha. Kan, in the first Mishnah, we were talking about milmaila. On top, up on top, on the schach, you have to have more shade, more sun than shade, up on top, it's puzzle. What if it's 50-50? No. So 50-50, yeah, 50-50 up on top is kosher. Why? Exactly. So down below, there'll be more shade. Kan, over here, we're talking about Lamata. We're talking about down below. So down below, there has to be more shade than sun. If it's 50-50, it's going to be possible. The Amar of Papa. Papa said, Hainu the Amar Inchi, people say, Kizuza Mila'el, if you have the size of a zuz, let's say a penny, right? Kistaria Milmata. Down below, it'll be the size of a silver dollar. Right? Does that make sense? So therefore, if the 50-50 is below, then it's going to be kosher.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what it means below and above.
Below means the shade on the floor,
projection
onto the floor, okay. And the top means the actual schach. If it's 50-50...
One is the volume and one is the...
How does the light on the top of the schach, or you looked at the light on the bottom of the ground?
You have 50-50 up on top. You have 50% schach, 50% shade. 50% schach, 50% sun. Is it good? It depends. What's when you look down onto the floor? What's the spread of the shade? If there's more shade down there, it's going to be good. And if it's 50-50 up there, it's always going to be more down there. But if it's 50-50 down below, that means you have less than 50-50 up above. That's what it means. It means you have less than 50 up above, it's no good. All right, down below it's exactly 50-50, but that means you have less than 50 up above. It's no good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We're talking about shade, and that makes sense because that's what schach is all about.
Right.
But we've also been talking about seeing stars, and we've also been talking about admitting rain.
So that's how we started off. That's already another madriga. Is the machlokes we showing him, can you let in rain? Some say no. Some say, yeah, you can let in rain. Some say, no, you don't have to let in rain. It can be so thick you can't even let in rain. So Mishnah Berurah says, l'chachili, you should let in rain. You should see the stars. And if you don't see the stars?
The ikar is the shade.
The ikar is the shade, exactly.
So is it possible that you have a schach that's less than 50% and you still have more than 50% shade at the bottom?
Unlikely. I mean, so what's the spread? Then you get to the other part. What time of day is it?
Doesn't work the same way.
Right? Let's just finish with the Mishnah. Move a kibin bias. If it's thick like a house, turn our button and move a kibin bias. If it's thick like a house, even though you can't see the stars, it's kosher. Who made up a halacha? You have to see the stars. Not a halacha like that. In koch vechama near mitocha, what if the sun can't come in? There's no sun in there at all. Beishame poslin. Beishame says no good. Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Hillel says no, it is good. Like Beis Hillel, I don't even know what that means. There's no, yeah, whatever. Okay, so that Beis Shammai says it's no good. Beis Hillel says it's yes, good. We'll stop here. I'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.